Esta semana en Macy's, ahorra a lo grande en lo que necesitas ahora, como estilos para ellos de And Now This, INC y más, 25% menos, y joyas finas para terminar cualquier look, 35-70% menos. Además, compra especiales para la vuelta a la escuela, como 25-50% menos en mochilas de JanSport, High Sierra y más. Los miembros de Star Rewards ganan recompensas con cada compra, excepto tarjetas de regalo, servicios y cargos. Descubre más en Macy's.com/StarRewards. Ahorro sobre pesos en oferta de liquidación, aplican excepciones.
Panthers fans are losing their minds. 27-0 to the Jets? Did Panthers fans forget, Darren, that the Jets are the exhibition season champions again? They're coming into this season, they were 5-0-1 in the preseason under Robert Saleh. It matters. Yeah. It just means more. It's like SEC football, the preseason in, for the Jets. Talk us off the ledge, Darren.
He's like John Harbaugh Jr., you know, the Kings of August. It's, you know, and I do think, in depending on where your team is at what phase, I mean, there's something to be said for attaching a lot of importance. I mean, it's not like, you know, I remember back in the old days of Dom Capers' line about the Jaguars broke out the fine china while we were using paper plates line. You don't want to get caught in one of those. And it wasn't. I just think it was a combination of a couple of things, probably. Number one being the Jets are really good and really deep on the defensive line. So the thing they're best at was able to, you know, shine a light on some potential problems with the Panthers. And I don't even think they're gigantic problems, because I do not believe, based on what I watched all last year, that Ike Ekwonu was going to play as poorly moving forward as he did the other night. Right. It was almost as if they were kind of expecting to roll it out, play a series, put the hat on, and get out of there. But the Jets got after it, and they are good and talented and very deep. I mean, they used the first-round pick on Will McDonald, and I don't know how often he's going to get on the field. I mean, he's, you know, he's pretty good, and anywhere else he walks in the lineup as a starter. But around there, I don't know how many snaps he's actually going to get.
Darren Gant, well, we're asking the old guy, Panthers.com, based on the 27-0 shellacking by the Jets in the preseason, which, again, doesn't count for anything. But really, that was the issue for me, is that, and really, nothing is an issue. I want people to understand that. I assign exactly zero importance. They got out of this without any major injuries, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's,
well, I mean, listen, the score of the game is unimportant. The relative health of all the people involved is obviously the most important thing. I mean, it's not great that they let Bryce get chased around and hit a couple times the way they did. And poor Matt Corral took a beating also. And I think, you know, the problem is the problem, not the result of the game. So, you know, they'll work on that all this week. And listen, James Campen is a guy. I mean, he's one of the better offensive line coaches in the NFL. They're paying him a lot of money to hang around on this staff when it would have been easy for Frank Reich to bring in somebody he knows a little better. But they kept Campy for a reason. And he has made a name for himself in the past by, you know, putting together great lines in Green Bay out of a bunch of fourth, fifth, sixth round and undrafted guys. And, you know, they've got some young people that I think are going to play roles who aren't out there playing right now. Chandler Zavala, as you guys know, from down at NC State, he hadn't been on the field terribly much this preseason. Mm-hmm. So once he's well enough to get back in the mix, I think he's going to be part of the mix there for one of the starting jobs. And there's an undrafted rookie that has caught my eye, a young gentleman named Nash Jensen. I have decided – the undrafted rookie from North Dakota State reminds me an awful lot of a young Andrew Norwell. So I've dubbed him the young white buffalo, as opposed to the great white buffalo, Andrew Norwell. So once the young buffalo is back on the field and Zavala is back on the field, I think some of this stuff will get a little more interesting, because the thing those two guys have in common is they're bigger bodies. I mean, you're talking 330. As opposed to some of the smaller frame guys. I mean, not that any of them are little, but I think if you're trying to project power into a certain spot while you're waiting on Austin Corbett to come back, I think sticking a 330 in that spot might be something they're interested in.
All right, let's get to Bryce Young. Sacks are more of a quarterback stat than an offensive line stat, in my opinion. I don't think that's breaking any major news. I mean, he was sacked. I don't know if he was he sacked once. He was certainly hit, and he was hit pretty heavily a couple of times. He said he was fine. He bounced right back up each time he was hit. But obviously, they don't want him getting hit, especially in the preseason. But overall, what did you see from Bryce Young?
I thought it was okay. I mean, it was kind of an extension of what we saw throughout the preseason or throughout training camp, which is he gets the ball out quick. And, I mean, he needed to get it out quick. You know, he missed a couple throws the other night. The one that LaVisca, I think he would probably like to have back, you know, missed Chark down the sidelines. But, you know, on the whole, 4-6 passing, I mean, they didn't ask him to do a whole lot.
Right.
So I think he – you know, if this was a HR, you know, exercise where you had to fill out forms on somebody, I would say he met expectations.
Okay.
You know, maybe not got all the way up to exceeds expectations or over the top or whatever a five is.
No, we don't give fives out. Nobody gives fives out there.
No, you can't give a five. Not in the first preseason game. It was a gentleman's three for that first game. So he was fine. They didn't ask him to do a whole lot. And that's always one of the things that's tricky about the preseason, too, because there's a fine line of, you know, you don't want to show your first two opponents anything. You want to be vanilla. But at the same time, they need – all these people are new and new together.
Yeah.
So I think there is something to be said for wanting to play them a little more this week against the Giants and hopefully with a little different result. But, you know, I don't think anybody's freaking out about – the Bryce Young game based on his quarter of work against the hated New York Jets.
Darren Gann, Panthers.com. We're asking the old guy here. My read on this is simple. I thought the first drive was going well until the false start on hate. That didn't help. It put them back in second and 10. They looked to be pretty conservative, to say the least, in terms of their play calling, and I think Frank Reich called it vanilla. And the other part of that is the Jets were clean on their first drive until the tripping penalty put them in first and a million, and then that ended up forcing a field goal. But for the most part, the Jets stayed ahead of the chains. They put themselves in third and one and third and two, and that second, I guess it was the second set of downs, that's where that drive kind of disintegrated.
Yeah, I agree. The one thing I take objection with, and this is not with you, this is almost with Frank Reich, why does vanilla get such a bad rap? Vanilla's an actual flavor.
Yeah,
people
come
use
on.
That to describe the absence of flavor. Vanilla is delicious.
It's very
vanilla
sweet.
Vanilla makes your whole kitchen smell great. When you walk into the house and somebody's baking something, if your kitchen smells like vanilla, that's a good thing. And people make it a bad thing, and I've never understood that.
Well, I mean, when there's so many other options, vanilla is bad. You know, when there's chocolate and there's death by chocolate and there's chocolate with graham cracker and peanut butter and you go vanilla, I just think it leaves you a little flat.
I would think after the last 5 years of the Carolina Panthers quarterback experience, people would be just fine with vanilla right now, wouldn't they?
It's better than pistachio.
Hey, now I actually like pistachio.
Oh, come on. Nobody likes pistachio. Pistachios, I think people do like. Pistachio ice cream, I just don't get. I do believe that there's a segment coming. We're going to describe each game using a flavor of ice cream.
I think that's a brilliant marketing opportunity. Make sure I get a cut out of that.
You will get twice what I get for that, Darren, if that works out with you. But defensively, I mean, certainly the first team defense, first, you know, 4-5 series, I thought Carolina looked pretty good defensively. Jets had the one drive, and then they were a series of three and outs.
Yeah, okay. I think that the one thing that I think as I went back and watched parts of it again, I mean, I didn't necessarily love it. It's like the Jets got a little more push up front, and they're still trying to figure out what that defense is going to look like. And I don't know, you know, when you shift to a 3-4, and a lot gets made out of that, but they open the game in nickel, and they're probably going to spend most of their time in nickel to put Jeremy Chinn on the field instead of Marquand McCall at nose or anything like that. I mean, I just think that's where they're going to spend most of their time. But if you look at the linemen they have, I mean, really, other than McCall, who's another big wide body guy, one of those true nose types, I think other than him, they've got a bunch of smallish guys. I mean, Deshaun Williams is a good player in that system, but he's 6'1", 295, and not 6'4", 330.
Right.
So I think there's going to be some of that. And it's also worth pointing out, hey, they're out there running around without Brian Burns and Justin Houston.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes a big difference. And they're playing a bunch of guys who I don't know what their role's going to be once the start of the regular season comes around. Because in addition to Burns and Houston, Marquise Haynes isn't playing, and I don't know that we're going to see him this week. He's coming back off some old back stuff, and, you know, they think he's going to be all right. But, you know, your first three edge rushers are not out there on the field, so I think there's a little bit of a question of expectation, too.
Darren Gant, you get a night game on Friday against the New York football Giants up in New Jersey. I still don't understand why the Giants and Jets are called New York. They don't live or practice in New York at all. They're just using their media market.
Given the choice, which would you claim?
I have no problem. I grew up in Jersey. I have no problem with Jersey.
I know. I was lobbing a softball up for you.
I have no problem.
I do it for the people, Gold.
They make great subs in Jersey. All right, sir.
Where should I go acquire a sub on Thursday when I arrive in New Jersey?
Oh, you know what? Go to any Italian deli in Bergen County, and they will knock your socks off. Don't go to a chain. No offense to Mike and his friends. Go to any Italian deli in Bergen County. Go to Wallington.
Wallington. I'm writing that down in my notebook as we speak.
Rutherford, Carlstadt, Hackensack, they're all good. Go.
We've really taken this segment in an unusual direction.
Just trying to help you out.
Ice cream flavors and Italian delis in New Jersey.
Just trying to help out. There you go. Or go to a diner. Go to a good Greek diner. Go to the Forum Diner on Route 4. In Paramus, and thank me later.
This is great. I'm going to listen to this segment back in your podcast later, I'm sure, just so I get all this stuff down. I don't want to miss anything.
All right, and
Forum Diner.
I got one more for you. Forum Diner. It's right on Route 4 in Paramus. I'll give you one more. And I know the people back in the office are going, why is Gold keep talking about this? If you can make your way to Rutt's Hut in Passaic late night and get one ripper and the coldest Miller Lite you could ever have in your life, you will thank me later.
I don't know what some of those words mean, but I'm taking your word for it.
There you go. Darren Gant, at Darren Gant on Twitter. Ask the old guy. Two T's. For extra talent. Certainly, sir. I appreciate your time. We will talk again.
Very good. Thank you, sir.
All right. I apologize for the food references, but
yeah.
I don't know. Darren just triggered something silly.
Yeah.
So there you go. For those people who grew up in that area of Bergen County, and where the last place I mentioned, Rutt's Hut, it's sort of right where Bergen, Essex, and Passaic County kind of all converge. And it's impossible to get to from the highway. You have no idea how to get there from the highway. I couldn't give anybody directions there, even when I lived there. Those people have heard of Rutt's Hut. So if you're a Bergen County, New Jersey guy, or an Essex or a Passaic, and I have lived in each of those counties at one point in my life.
So you know.
Oh, I know. Oh, yeah. No.
I mean, you are saying it with conviction that you really should try this, so you convinced me, even though I'm not going.
Now that I'm thinking about it, if you're going to MetLife Stadium and you're looking for a good diner, I believe the Candlewick Diner is in Rutherford.
Okay.
And the stadium is in East Rutherford.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's the place to go.